Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Yud Ches. We are on page Kuf Lamed Gimel. We're about to turn on to page 266. Siman Reish Yud Ches is Brachos Hanasim Al Hanisim, Brachos that we make on miracles. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Haroem Mokom Shenasu Bonisim Li Yisrael. A person sees a place that miracles happen to Klal Yisrael. Kigum ma'abros hayom, like the place where Klal Yisrael crossed the Yamsuf, ma'abros hayardin, the place where Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden miraculously, ma'abros nachalei Arnon, which we'll explain in the Mishabura what that was, the avnei el gobish shel beis choron, which we'll explain, the even shebikesh og lizrok al Yisrael, and someone who sees the even that Og wanted to throw on Klal Yisrael. The Evan Shiyoshav Aleha Moshe Be'ez Milchemes Amalek, and the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on in Parshas Beshalach when Klal Yisrael was fighting against Amalek, the Chomas Yericho, and one who sees the wall around Yericho. In all these places, if a person sees them, Mevarech She'osa Nisim La'Avoseinu B'Makom Hazeh. So the bracha is She'osa Nisim La'Avoseinu, that Hashem did miracles for our fathers B'Makom Hazeh, in this place. Ubein Bracha Zo. Ubein Sha'ar Brachos Hari'ya, and whether it's the bracha that we're discussing over here, or the brachos that we're going to discuss shortly in the coming simonim on brachos on things that we see, Harehem Keshar Brachos, they're like all other brachos, V'kulam Ba'askar Hashem U'Malchus, they all require the Shem Hashem and the Malchus. So let's see the Mishabura, what all these cases are referring to. Sifkatan Aleph, if you see the place of Ma'abros Hayom, Mokom Sha'ovri Yisrael Bayom Bayabosha. The place where Klal Yisrael went through the Yamsuf on dry land, Sekot HaBeis, Ma'abros HaYardim, also Mokom Sha'ovri Yisrael V'Yardim B'Charova B'Mei Yoshua, in the days of Yeshua, when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yardin on dry land. Sekot on Gimel, Ma'abros Nachlei Arnon, so Mefarish Bashas, the Gemara explains, Shehayu Shnei Horim, there were two mountains, the Emek B'Neihem, and there was a valley between them, Shehayu Yisrael Tzrichim Lavor Derech Oso Emek, Klal Yisrael had to walk through that valley, V'Nichbu Ha'emoriyim B'Ma'oros, and the Emoriyim were hiding in caves, Sha'asu Bahorim, that they made in the mountains, B'tzidei Ha'emek, on the sides of this valley, Kedei She'yiplu Aleihem Pitom Ba'ofram Ba'emek, so they can surprise and come upon Klal Yisrael as they were passing through the valley. V'nasa Neis, and a miracle happened, V'nidbuku Ha'horim Zevazeh, and the mountains clashed together, Bavur Aron Bris Hashem Aleihem, when the Aron passed by, V'nergu Kulam Sham, and all the Goyim that were hiding out to attack Klal Yisrael, they all got killed by the mountains colliding. One passes by that place, he makes this bracha as well. Sivkot and Daud, we said, Avnei El Gobish Shel Beis Chavron, says the Mishabura, Shehushlechu Min HaShemayim Al Ha'umos. These were stone that was sent down from Shemayim on the nations. Shenilchemu im Yehoshua, that were waging war against Yehoshua, k'diksiv bakra, like the Pasuk says. The Evan Shebikesh, the stone that Og wanted to throw on Klal Yisrael, says in the Mishabura Sekotan Hei, k'dimeforesh ba'agoda, like it's brought down in the Agoda, she'okar har bas tlosa parsa, that Og Melech HaBoshan picked up a mountain that was the size of three parsa, kedei lahapilo al Yisrael, and he wanted to throw the mountain on Klal Yisrael. V'nasa ne shelo haya yochol lahapilo, miracle happened. Little ants came, made a hole in the mountain, and it fell on his head, and then his teeth grew 60 amos, so he wasn't able to get the mountain off his head, he wasn't able to destroy Klal Yisrael. Instead he got killed. Ayin shom bebrachos nun dalud omedez, v'ayin bebir alocha. Sivkotan vav, v'chomas Yericho, the wall of Yericho, shenivlu b'mekoma, that when Klal Yisrael first came into Eretz Yisrael, they surrounded the wall of Yericho, and the walls of Yericho sunk down into the ground. In all these cases, Sivkotan zayin mevarech, she'osa nisim la'avoseinu b'makom hazeh, kosav ha-Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes, l'chora mashma, didafka hanoch v'kadome, shenikr ha-neis b'soch ha-makom. It's mashma from the list that the Mechaber gives, it's dafka these cases and similar cases where the miracle is recognizable from the place itself. Pirish, Sheberosenu Mabros Hayom, when we see the area that Klal Yisrael crossed to the Yamsuf, Niskorim Anachnu Shamayim Elu Nechatzu L'Gzarim, we remember ourselves that this water split into different paths. So too by the Yarden, the miracle happened to this water that we're looking at, like it says in the Pasuk. V'chein avne el gabish. So too by the stones of El Gabish, Yodim Anu She'elu Heim Ha'avonim. We know that these are the stones. Shebehem Nasanes. So you see the actual materials that the miracle happened with, that's when you make the bracha. Ava Balav Hachi, but if you don't have that criteria, Kigon, for example, the Vo'enu Samach Yerushalayim, when we approach close to Yerushalayim, Shekara Sham Nes, where a miracle happened there, Be'ez Muchemes Sancheirev, during the war with Sancheirev, a miracle happened, Sheyotza Malach Hashem Vehemis Kalamachana, the Malach of Hashem came out and killed Sancheirev's whole army. So a tremendous miracle happened outside of Yerushalayim, but Ein Mevarachin Al Kigon Zeh Sha'asanisim. We don't make a bracha on such a case of Sha'asanisim, She'ein Hanes Nikr Mitoch HaMakom. You don't see the place close to Yerushalayim and see anything that particularly reminds you of the Nes. It was an outside Nes, the Malach came and killed them. It wasn't these stones that you see that fell down. It wasn't this water that split. So there's nothing about the Makom itself that reminds you of the actual Nes. You wouldn't make the bracha. Pirish. Even though you can get it exact, to be in the exact location where the miracle happened, Afa Pikin Ein HaNes Nikr, but the Nes is not recognizable from the place that you are in. Sharei Lo Beguf Hadam Anase HaNes. The miracle happened by a Malach coming down and wiping out an army. It has nothing to do with the ground that you are on where the miracle happened. That is the Shita of the Magen Avraham, and he's medayik that from the list that the Mechaber gives. Mio, however, Al Nes Shalo, a miracle that happens to an individual, Afilu Ein Nikr Mitoch HaMakom, even if that miracle is not recognizable from the location, Kol Shemagia LaMakom Shesham Kor HaNes Mevarech. Anytime he reaches a place where the miracle happened, he makes the bracha. So only when it's a bracha that you're making on a nes that happened to Klal Yisrael, so then it has to be nikr in the place itself that you remember the miracle from seeing the place. The miracle happened with those stones, with that water, with that ground. But a miracle that happens to a yachid, even if you're just in the location, but it's not nikr from the location the miracle happened, you will still make your private bracha on the nes that happened to you. Sivkotan Ches, the Mechaber said at the end, whether it's this bracha of Sha'os and Islam al-Husayn of Makom Hazeh, or any other bracha Sariya that we're going to get to, that's like every other bracha, it needs Shem U'Malchus. Says the Mishiruah Sivkotan Ches, Bein Shai Brachos, Haniskarim B'Simen Shachar, that are mentioned in the following Simen that we're going to get to soon. Sivkotan Tes, Ba'askara Shem U'Malchus, you have to say Hashem's name, and Melech Olam, V'chein Tzarech Lomer Nami Ata, the Elokeinu Kamo Bishar Brachos Gemuros. It's a regular bracha, and we say bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam like every other bracha. Says the Mechaber Sibbiz, Al Neisha Nasa L'Ktas Yisrael. So Sif Aleph is a miracle that happened to Gans Klal Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael, but a miracle that happened to only part of Klal Yisrael. Kol Zman Shelo Nasa L'Chol Yisrael Oruban. So long that it didn't happen to all of Klal Yisrael, or at least the majority, V'afilu Nasa L'Ktas Shvatim. Even if the miracle happened to some of the Shvatim, Ein Mevarchan Olav. We do not make this bracha on that miracle. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud, Ein Mevarchan Olav. Ella usam shenasa lohem hanes batsman. Only those people that had the miracle happen to them, they make a bracha. But a random person that's part of Klal Yisrael would not make a bracha on a miracle that happened to a minority of Klal Yisrael, even if it was a few shvatim. Sif Gimel. Kol elu hadvarim einam elo kesheroa osam mishloshim lishloshim yom. All these brachas that we're discussing over here, sha'os and isim v'alasein b'makom hazeh, is a bracha that you can only make every 30 days. The Ozheim Chova Kemoba Pam Rishona. When you see this place after 30 days of not seeing it, then it's a chiyuv to say the bracha again, just like it was the first time. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph Mishloshim Lishloshim. How exactly do you determine the 30 days? Chutz Miyom Shera'a. It excludes the day that you saw the place at first. V'chutz Miyom Sha'omid Bo'ata. And it excludes the day that you're standing there now. So it has to be that 30 full days went in between the first time you saw the place and the second time you saw the place. Then you would have a new chiyuv to make this bracha again. Sivkatun Yud Beis, V'ozheim, V'kodem Lachain Aser. It's not just that after 30 days you have to make it, it's a chiyuv, and before that you can make it, before that you are not allowed to make it. It is asr ubirchasa levatala, that would be a bracha levatala. So you must wait 30 days before you are allowed to say this bracha again, and once the 30 days passes in the proper way, then it's a chiyuv. Sivkotan yud gimel. Ve'ein lahakshos, and don't ask the following nice kasha. Ma'ishna mebirchas ro'omim uzevaos ubirchas besamim. Why is the bracha on the nisim any different than the bracha on thunder, the bracha on an earthquake, the bracha on spices? Shemevarech b'chol pam v'afilu bo bayom. You make a bracha each time, even if it's the same day. You smell spices in one place, you go to another place, you didn't have it in mind, you make a bracha on the spices again. You had one storm in the morning, you made a bracha on thunder, it cleared up, as we'll get to soon, the halachas exactly, and another storm comes later in the day, you make another bracha. You have one earthquake in the morning and another one in the afternoon, and they're unrelated earthquakes, you make two brachos. So why over here are we saying that you must wait 30 days before you make the other bracha? So ayin la'el simen reish yud zayin v'simen reish chav zayin. The difference is, d'shani hasam, in those cases it is different, shemevarech aro'omim v'zikim chadoshim. You are making a bracha on new thunder and a new meteor, and therefore you'll make a bracha each time, it's a new thing. Ukumokein birkas habosem. So too when it comes to the bracha on spices, even if it's the same spices that you're smelling later in the day, Mevarech areya chodosh shenodev tamid. A spice gives off smell, it constantly gives off new smell. Like a fire is always rejuvenating itself, there's always a new smell coming out. So if you smell the spice in the morning, you smell it again in the afternoon, it's a new smell that you are smelling, because it's constantly giving off a nice smell. Masha'enkein hocha, which is not the case over here, where you're going to a place where a miracle happened to Klal Yisrael, shalom nischadei shum dover mizman sheberach, nothing changed in the place from the time that you made the bracha 20 days ago, and therefore it's the exact same place, you don't make another bracha. Alkein, therefore, lo chashiv levruche, it is not important to make another bracha, Elohim Kain Ovar Zman Meruba Kishloshim Yom. So you have to wait 30 days since nothing new is happening. It's the exact same location that you were in. You just saw it, you made the bracha. You have to wait a full 30 days. Now, why 30? So if you look at note number 8, he brings to the Aruch HaShulchan. B'tam Adavar Shadaf Kishloshim Yom. Where does 30 come from? So writes the Aruch HaShulchan Shakol Shloshim Nechshav Kedavar Chadosh. After 30 days, it's already considered new. V'lochein nikra chodesh. That's why 30 days, a month, is called a chodesh. Shul miloshon chodesh. A chodesh is a loshon of chodesh, of new. Sha'aluvonam mischadesh esbo. The moon rejuvenates itself, it becomes anew. V'Yisrael nimshul la'aluvonam. Klaisos compared to the moon. V'afal pi she'enam shloshim yom b'meduyuk. Even though the moon, the cycle of the moon is not exactly 30 days, it's a little bit less. Mikomakom monim yomim shleimim. We count complete days. Sharei ein mechashim shos lachodesh. The Gemara Megillah tells us, we don't calculate hours for months, we calculate days, and therefore we estimate and we round off to 30 days in a month, and therefore that's a chodesh, that's a new thing, and therefore although when it comes to thunder, if it's a new storm, or it's a smell, we consider it a new smell, you make the bracha twice in one day, when it comes to seeing a place, it has to be a new chiddush, and that's only after 30 days completed. We will stop here and continue Mirtz Hashem with Sif Dalet in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.